Hello and welcome back to the Advanced Coaches Prep Course. Today's lesson is called The Most Crucial Stage. Essentially what I want to go over here today is I want to sort of sum up what is the most important stage in the map of interaction. Of course, I'm going to touch on all of them first. So just to kind of give you a refresher, there are four major stages that you go through in an interaction. This is really the backbone of a lot of psychology having to deal with attracting women. The first is the stage of attraction where your curiosity is built. And obviously, if it wasn't for this stage, you can't move forward to the next stages. So you have to have that curiosity. If they're not curious about you, then they don't care. They're not gonna want to know more. The second stage is the rapport stage. This is where you become more than just some dude they met, right? You have a deep emotional connection, and they invest in the interaction. Now, rapport is very crucial because if you don't build rapport, then you cannot go on to the next stage, which is seduction. So you can't get sexual unless they trust you first. At least most women are that way. And so the third stage is the stage of seduction. That's a stage where you get sexual with a woman, where you turn things from just being friends to really being more than just friends, to hooking up with them, to sleeping with them, to making out with them, to whatever. Going on long walks on the beach with them that end up in something sexual. Whatever it is, you're going to be doing that during the stage of seduction. So, if you don't have seduction, you're just friends. If you don't have rapport, you're never physical, and they don't trust you anyway to get physical. So you're just some dude they met. If you never have attraction, then they're not going to care enough to talk to you in the first place. The fourth stage, of course, is relationship balance. And that's a stage where you are balancing out and sort of running this sort of system of checks and balances on your relationship to make sure that it maintains this high level of attraction and value and constant love and affection. And so, on one hand, if you don't have the relationship balance either, then you have a series of very short-lived relationships that are really unfulfilling. So it seems like all these are very crucial, and the truth is they are very crucial, but which one is the most important stage for you? And I've done a lot of research and study on this, and I've done a lot of testing for this, and I really truly believe that the only answer to this question is that the most important stage for you for you to pay attention to is the one that you're currently on. So if you're in the stage of attraction, that is the only thing that exists to you. Nothing else matters. Don't think about how you're going to build rapport. Don't think about how you're going to seduce this woman. Don't think about how you're going to keep the relationship going over time. Just think about building curiosity. There are two reasons why this is the case. One is because if you think about the future while you're talking to a girl, she can read your mind. She can tell that you're thinking about pushing it forward, and she'll pick up on it. And immediately it'll be like, oh, you're coming on too strong. I'm not ready for this. And she'll back out. You do not want to do that. You want to make it just about the stage that you're on. The stage of attraction is just about curiosity. It's just about building this sort of quick and dirty curiosity that's there, right? So she wants to know more about you. She wants to see who you are. You want her to go, who's that guy? All right, that guy looks interesting, right? And it doesn't matter about looks. That has nothing to do with this. And in fact, looks usually get in the way of attraction. Looks just pave the way for seduction a lot easier, but they do not help attraction. You want to create curiosity, and most women are more curious about behavior than they are looks. Most women are not at all visually stimulated in the way that men are. Men are extremely visually stimulated, and women are not nearly as visually stimulated. So it's very important to know that. So if you're on rapport, if you're thinking about going to seduction, because you're very close to seducing and being sexual at that point, if you think forward and you're trying to jump straight to seduction, you're going to be pushing that rapport too fast, and she'll feel like you're insincere. Now, if she feels like you're insincere, you can't connect. If you can't connect, she leaves. And she'll flake out, and she won't answer your phone calls and things like that. So you don't want that to happen either. Next, during the stage of seduction, if you're getting distracted by anything during that stage, it comes across like you don't know what you're doing in bed. And that is not what a woman wants to see whenever you are seducing her sexually, just being very sexually and powerful around her. She wants to see that you know what you're doing so that you can lead her in the bedroom. Otherwise, she will start to have all these red flags pop up and she'll leave because she's afraid. So you have to focus on that. I remember I used to teach a lesson where I would scream into a guy's ear as he was reading poetry. It's like really sexual poetry to a woman across from him. So I'd have a woman sit down and I'd have my client sit down and I would scream it and I'd call him all sorts of names. Now, why did I do this? Because when you're seducing a woman, you cannot get distracted. I remember one time, this is really funny, but I remember one time I was seducing this woman at a bar, and I'd gone through the attraction phase early on. I went through the rapport phase, and I went through all the touch motions and everything, and I was seducing her by the book, play by play by the book, exactly how I teach you to do it in the Tao of Badass. And she was leaning in, and she had these eyes that were just like, oh my God, like she just, you could tell she was just so turned on, so aroused. And this guy that liked her, they weren't dating, but this guy liked her, was really pissed that I was there, you know, seducing his girlfriend, not his girlfriend, they weren't dating, but seducing this girl that he wanted to date, this girl that he was attracted to. And I wouldn't have done it if it was his girlfriend. But he was really pissed off. So he got really territorial. Like, he wanted me to leave. Of course he wanted me to leave, because I'm doing better than him. And it's not his right to have this girl. It's not like they're dating. So she's single, and she liked me, so I don't care, right? But a lot of guys would back off at this point. But I didn't. I kept going. And he was standing here in my ear, saying, literally this close to my head, and she was in front of me. She wasn't looking at him. She was looking at me. But she could see him. And he was going, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to kill you. Come outside. You know, that's my girlfriend. He's like just lying through his fucking teeth. You know, she's married. And he'd say all these things trying to cheese me up, trying to make me upset. And I just completely ignored him. I toned him out totally. I just stared at her, and I was still talking to her and building this attraction, this seduction with my voice, vocal tonality and my speech patterns and through touch. And I just completely ignored him. I didn't stop for a split second. And in fact, I got more intense with her, just really looking directly into her eyes and really talking to her directly. And he talked for about a minute straight, just talking about how he's going to fuck me up. And then just left me alone. And he just fucked off altogether. And I ended up going home with that girl. So this is a really important area, a very important stage. And if you're distracted by thinking, okay, well, what am I going to do next? How am I going to get her in bed? How am I going to blah, blah, blah? You don't have that focus that you need for each stage. The most important stage is the stage that you're on. Remember that. Write it down 100 times. You know, that's a really important one. So whenever you are in the stage of attraction, the only thing that exists is you attracting this woman. That's it. Don't worry about the sex. Nothing else exists. And during attraction, things come and they go. Women will be attracted and then they disappear. So keep that in mind. You know, during rapport, it's all about being a friend. Sometimes you'll be, you know, in having a really deep conversation with somebody, and then someone will walk up and interrupt you. And you can't, you know, you can't jump straight back into it. You can't be angry. You have to do like you would for a friend. You'd invite them in, talk to them for a little while, and then build rapport again. During seduction, make sure you're focused. You're paying very close attention, and no one else exists to you but them. They have to feel that way, too. You have to look at them directly. And then during relationship balance, it's all about compromise, not compromise, but finding a win-win for everybody and balancing these four different areas of relationship balance. It's not about trying to build more rapport. It's not about trying to attract her or other women anymore. It's about keeping things at a humming level that are just great and constantly improving. So I'll touch more on these different areas later on, but the most important stage is the stage that you're on, and go ahead and write that down in your journal, and I will see you in the next video. Thanks.